7:02. Will the attendance question for today is just let us know if you're here for JTM or not. Sorry.
What?
If you're here for JTM, we'll be on campus and we'll be able to attend certain meetings during JTM.
Or what you're doing.
It's not.
Yeah.
Senator Boyden.
No, I'll be in Brazil.
Oh.
Okay. Senator Carlson Sadler.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Senator Conroy.
Yeah.
Senator Cook.
No, I'm going to Vietnam in the spring.
Ooh.
Senator Durbani.
Yep.
Senator Hannon. Senator Jake.
No, I'm going to Paris.
Senator King.
Yes, come see Iphigenia and Other Daughters.
Oh, that's
the show. It's the show, yeah.
Senator Leininger?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yep.
Speaker Shugel?
Yes.
Senator Sullivan?
No, I'll be in London and then Florida.
Senator Tunine?
I'll be in El Salvador for the first week, then yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Senator Ruiz.
Yes,
Senator Johnson.
Yep.
Senator Mankey.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Senator Smarillo.
I'll be here until January 24th. So,
yes.
First like 3 weeks.
Senator Williamson. Okay. Senator Kamal.
Yep.
Controller Arshad.
He's not calm.
Oh, sorry. Parliamentarian Barnes.
Nope.
Health and Housing Chair Vodka.
Yeah.
Diversity Chair Habib.
Yeah.
Finance Chair Petros.
No.
Ombudsperson Doran.
Yes.
Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
Yeah.
Technology Chair O'Neill.
Yeah.
Co-President Lamberty.
Yes.
Co-President Oscar.
Yes. Administrative Director Enki.
Yes.
Advisor and Hecky.
Yes.
Let's go. With that, we have quorum. And it looks like we'll have a quorum for JTM as well. So we'll have our regular Senate meeting 7 p.m. on Monday. We just need to make sure that we have 11 or 13 senators to be here for our meeting. So today, the attendance is done. Approval of the minutes. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Approval of the minutes. From the last meeting. Anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none. And then the head of campus safety was supposed to be.
Oh, she was supposed to be here today. I don't know where she is. She said she would try to make her meeting today.
She's in Chicago. She flew there this morning.
Luckily,
she's not going to be
there. Okay. It seems unlikely that she.
Yeah. No, we're just kidding.
Yeah.
Just
get rid of her.
Well, that's. She was supposed to be here, so whoever has questions for parking, we might have to wait a little bit.
I will email her so we can get her in before the end of the semester. I did email her 2 weeks ago, and she said she would try to meet.
Next on the agenda, we have the committee updates, administrative director.
So you all should have received an email today from me with the faculty reports. It has information and it is attached on there. If you have any questions, you can find me. But please get those, fill them out, or talk to your person, and then get them back to me by the end of the semester.
Do you yield?
I yield.
Thanks. Next, we have ethics committee.
The bylaws.
The bylaws. Okay.
Yeah.
So can you go to that? Yes. Hi, so just at the end of the semester comes rolling around,
I've been looking at some of the bylaws, seeing if there's any outdated ones that we can just quick get rid of. So looking towards that, you don't have the bylaws in front of you, probably, but in the bylaws, in section 1, subsection 15, clause C, it says that each hall representative shall maintain the Senate bulletin board located in the residence hall with Senate contact information and other materials distributed by the public relations chair. And we don't have Senate bulletin boards in halls. So we can cut that right now if we'd like to. The other thing that we would cut is 115, that's actually 115F. And 116D. And it says that each Hall representative shall obtain 2 committee credits every semester. Finance committee counts for 2 credits, yada, 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 yada. And it doesn't say that ethics committee counts for 2 committee credits, which is information that we told the senators was true. We said that the ethics committee was a 2 credit committee as well. And that is repeated then in 16D. So we would just include finance committee and ethics committee count for 2 credits and then keep the rest of the sentence. And then I guess I yield my time for questions.
Anybody have any questions for our omniscient person? And some senator will have to make a motion to change Senator Lewis.
Why did we get rid of the boards? Or, like, why aren't we doing them anymore?
Because the CFs are using the boards.
Good questions.
Why don't we get a board?
That is something that could, in theory, be charged, but it just depends on... That would be a separate motion that would be charged after we finish... After this motion would be brought up and then voted on. So, that would be a separate discussion, as necessary.
I didn't have to look this.
You don't have to.
Yeah. So, any discussion? Because we'll have to make a motion to do anything about it. Or if we don't want to do anything about it, we can move forward. Because
we do that in new business, though?
Sorry?
Won't we wait until new business to first on committee update?
True. Well, we'll move forward and then... Do you have a question?
Nope. I was going to move forward.
Well, we can come back in new business and then you can make a motion. Thank you.
Oh, the other thing for updates, but this is a constitution update. I don't know. I remember I showed everyone the constitutional amendment and we all voted to consider it, but we haven't actually looked at the wording specifically. So if we want to use this time to quickly look at the wording and maybe answer a couple questions, that can also happen. If not, we can also move on. I yield.
When would we be voting on the amendment?
The constitutional amendment is actually brought to the student body, and that happens during the same time as the co-presidential election in spring semester. So we have a while, but like, if we end up forgetting about it and not looking at the wording at all, that could be an issue. But also, that could, you know, if this is kind of something that has a longer timeline, it can be addressed as needed.
I guess we could look at the ORJTM too, like, that's the time when spring election will be closer.
Yeah.
Well, moving forward, any other committee updates? No. Seeing none, we'll move forward. We're back to the old business. We have an old business, which is the water bus budget.
It's in the finance drive. Mike wants to pull it up.
Yeah, so this is from when we kind of said that we'd maybe be interested in helping, or we told Megan that we'd help with costs for the water bus. Basically Megan just emailed me like the final cost for like the cost for like hiring out the safe rides and the gas for that, and it's $75.29.
This is more so a formality. Senate's budget doesn't operate like a normal organization or club. So in the past, since we've reviewed budgets ahead of time before the transactions happen, This is more so just a formality to approve it and then add this to Senate's records.
Anybody have any questions?
Can we just move to make a vote? So anybody? No. Can we can just vote on it. All those in favor of approving this budget?
Can I ask a quick question? Sorry. Do you have to, like, if you're breaking a finance committee guideline because it's after the fact, is there a different vote that you need than, like, do you need, like, two-thirds instead of 50% plus one, or?
Technically, Senate's budget doesn't fall within the finance guidelines. It's lashed down at the end during the budgeting process each spring. So this is more so just a formality to keep it in our records for future years.
Thank you.
So we just do the normal vote. All those in favor of the budget say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose. Any abstentions? Budget passed. New business. So on the first agenda is Gus Bus.
Oh, yeah. So I received an email from Wayne, or from Megan, that was from Wayne, who's he runs the Gus Bus. And there's been like a couple instances of students not acting right on the Gus Bus. So I would like if you guys could make sure that like you're talking to your constituents, slash even if you would like to email your constituents, that'd be great too. And make sure that people are acting right on the Gus Bus, because that is a really good privilege for us. And so, yeah, there's like people threw up in two different occasions and they had to spend a lot of time like cleaning it up, and that's just not cool, and we don't want that to be what we don't want Gustavus to be represented as that. So,
and
just,
then,
yeah.
And then students got mad at the driver who came to pick them up, but they were a little late because they were clearing Gus Bus, and there was only one Gus Bus running because the other one was obviously getting clean. So if you all could send an email to your constituents saying, like, you know, we should respect Gus Bus, and this is a program which is funded by Senate, so that's the reason why they came up to us to complain about it.
Just for you all to be aware, and if it keeps happening, it can obviously be taken away, so.
Yeah. Senator Smiley.
Could we just send an email from the entirety of Senate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can send one out.
Okay.
I just wanted you guys to be aware of what was happening, but I'll send one out.
Next item on the agenda is DLC. So, Kylie and I met with the executive board of DLC this Sunday. So in the past, DLC and Student Senate has never done a big event together. Like every time DLC does an event, they invite Senate to take part in it, or if Senate does an event, they ask DLC to come to the event. So what DLC executive board kind of wants us to do is maybe plan a big event, not co-sponsored, but organized by Student Senate and DLC in later spring, not right now. So some of the ideas which they had was to do in the beginning of fall, DLC does a DLC carnival or something outside in the Ekman Mall. So they were thinking if we could do another carnival like that, which is organized by both Student Senate and DLC. But Kylie and I suggested, because most of the people in DLC, they don't even know what positions we have. They don't even know like who's on our cabinet or who are the senators. So we were thinking of doing a DLC and student senate retreat, because we don't even know who is on DLC either, except on the executive board. We don't know what organizations are represented under DLC. So we were thinking to do a student senate DLC retreat in early spring. So that'll be probably the last weekend of February.
It wouldn't really be a retreat. It'd be more like a get-together.
Yeah.
We'd all just, like, sit at different tables and do, like, a get-to-know-you questions and eat food and, you know, get together and then move on. From there, then we can move to, like, plan our bigger event, but just to get to know each other first. But obviously, we wanted to make sure that would be something that you guys are all interested in. So if you have any questions or discussion about that.
Or if you have any opinions, what do you guys think? If we should do it or if we shouldn't do it. Senator King.
I think we should do this, get to know DLC better, with this, what you said. And it'd be good to have the two groups connect, because as a person of color on this campus, I see six brown people in this room, and the DLC is specifically made to represent the brown people out here.
Yeah.
And a yield.
Sorry?
It'd probably be, just the get-together would probably be the beginning of spring semester, like probably the end of February-ish,
okay.
And then we'd go move forward from there once we did the get-to-know-you to do a, like a bigger event to spread out our campus community and get the word out on both kind of DLC and Senate.
Advisor and Hank?
No.
No? Oh, Senator Carlson, sorry.
I also think this would be a good idea because we, like both Student Senate and DLC, are two of the larger student organizations on campus. And I think that having a larger event like that, we could hopefully find something larger that more students participate in, hopefully draw a larger crowd, and also just trying to increase the diversity and just the kind of the acceptance on campus is one of our main goals, and it would be a great way to go about doing that.
So it feels like we all want to do it. I'm just saying we all at this point. So we'll do something, we'll plan something over JTM, and then we can come back. We'll bring you a program of what DLC wants and like what we are thinking. Other than that, let me go back to the agenda. Yeah, any more new business?
Oh. Are we supposed to move to amend the Constitution?
Yeah. Senator Simarillo?
I move to amend the bylaws as follows with the previous discussion on the board.
Is there a second? Senator goes to Senator Langer. Any Senator Simarillo, you still have the floor. Or do you
yield.
All right. Any more discussion? Any more discussion?
Can I ask a question? Are you going to do these together or separately?
You can choose.
Probably,
but right now they're together.
Okay.
Alright. Any more discussion? Seeing none, so right now we are going to be amending the bylaws. So we just vote.
Yeah, both of these two, and we'll move to vote because you had the motion was to group together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're gonna remove the they must maintain a Senate bulletin board, and then make sure that ethics is shown to count as two committees.
Correct. Right. So all this, do we? No.
Yeah, we do have to do 2/3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's a constitution change. So. All those who are in favor of approving these amendments, please raise your hand. All those who oppose, any abstention? Boom. any more new business? Any more new business?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank God.
So, the voting laptop that we use is really old, so it would be cool if someone charged the technology committee to look into buying a new laptop, and we'd probably make a budget and bring it right back. I yield.
Senator Lanning.
I moved to charge the technology club.
We should charge the
technology committee too.
To look into buying a new, purchasing a new voting laptop.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Olson. Any sense, Senator Lanning, you still have the floor.
I yield.
Is there
any
discussion? Senator Haddon?
Mike's great. I trust Mike. If Mike says we should do it, let's do it.
Senator Simarillo?
You can get a cool one.
Oh,
cool. I yield.
Speaker Shogun.
I've had to use that computer before, and it's a piece of trash. We need a new one real bad. I yield.
2000. Perfect. Any more discussion? Seeing none.
This was Ombudsperson Doran's idea. Great idea, Ombudsperson Doran.
Thanks.
Great
invention. Anyways, we'll move in a vote to charge the technology director and looking into purchasing a new. And looking at making a budget to purchase a new laptop. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose say nay. Any abstentions? Joy. Any more new business? Any more new business? Seeing none.
No announcements.
Oh.
CNCC was awesome. I've been there for the past 6 years, and it's probably the best one yet. So a round of applause for everyone that was involved.
We'll have
to have
Senator Leininger.
Hill Crew, I'm not part of it, but shout out to them, is hosting the Teddy Bear Toss on Friday. Also, a Build Your Own Teddy Bear on Thursday.
That's for freshmen, first year.
False advertisement. But Friday night, it's going to a great cause, the Zucker Foundation. They started the foundation in honor of my cousin who passed away from cancer. So donate a teddy bear. It's cool. That's Friday night at the hockey game. Go support our boys too, I suppose.
Thank Director O'Neill.
Yeah, come to the Teddy Bear Toss, and I'd like to see my committee after the meeting.
Arguably the most important concert of the year. When's it Christmas? come see far too many band kids with far too many lights and Christmas sweaters and all that jazz. It'll be something. I
yield. King.
Theater Gallery, Shared Space, and Buried Child is this weekend. I'm in Theater Gallery. My best friends are in Buried Child. Come see it.
Thank you. Senator Ruiz?
Building Bridges is going to host a screening film on Thursday at 7 o'clock in Wallenberg. Please come. It'll be awesome. We're showing the other side of immigration, and we'll have food.
Co-President Lamberty?
Oh, on Friday night, Thursday night we're doing the Teddy Bears. Friday night, Comedy Sports is coming, and they're the improv group from Minneapolis, and they do like a improv show, but like sports version. So like they, not like with sports, but they like compete against each other. And Linus is performing before them as well in the Alumni Hall at 9:30, Linus, from 9:30 to 10. 10 to 11 is Comedy Sports, 11 o'clock, free pizza. It'll be really fun.
Senator Haddon.
So apparently everyone has events this week, but InterHealth Council is hosting a Christmas event in the Courtyard Cafe this Thursday, I believe, at 6. And there'll be karaoke and lots of treats and stuff from the cafe, cider, and make your own decorations for your room or something like that, I think.
Student Academic Affair. Yeah.
My committee can see me after the meeting for fun and important information.
Diversity Chair Habib.
Thank you to anyone who came and helped from Valley Park 8. Shout out to Women's Soccer Team because y'all showed up for that, so thanks.
Any more announcements? Seeing none.
Have a great night.
Good luck studying. Yo. Hey, can you please put your play cards over there? Make it over there.
What are you?
Wow, Minotti! I thought
I
could
see that.
I found it.
Donuts!
Yeah.
This is, yeah. I was going to drink it, and Ryan was there, he was like, I was going to drink it. All the girls.